The concept of shared space used for growing food has been around in the U.S. since the 1890s, when, during a severe economic recession, the city of Detroit made vacant lots available to citizens who wanted to grow food for their own personal use. The project was designed to provide assistance for unemployed workers and to teach civics and good work habits to youngsters. Since that time, the idea of community gardens has been sustained, especially during what many would consider hard times. World War I and World War II saw an increase in shared gardening efforts and spaces, many times filling a need for food when much of what was raised commercially was going to those directly related to the wartime efforts. And between these wars, the Great Depression made demands on many who planted and grew what they ate as a primary part of survival. Over 23 million households were part of a concentrated gardening program during the year of 1934 alone. And victory gardens were encouraged to help the U.S. win World War II. After the war, the National Gardening Brigade decreased in size and interest, but a few years later took a new approach in a relatively new direction. In the late 1960s and early 1970s, community gardens began to provide not only food for those who needed economic assistance, but food for those who wanted more healthy options to put on their tables. Concerns about use of pesticides and other chemicals, soil additives, and a lack of freshly and safely harvested fruits and vegetables increased the popularity of community gardens. Today, community gardens are invaluable elements in both big city and small town environments across the U.S. In many ways, community gardens and public broadcasting show similarities. They are both supported by people who care about themselves, their friends, and family, yet realize the need to stay informed about the bigger picture of living and working together. Community gardeners are willing to share the workload of creating a place where things can develop and grow, and in turn will often share the harvest of produce with their coworkers or with those in need of a helping hand. Supporters of public radio are willing to do their part to keep the harvest of ideas, music, and news ongoing, and to share with other listeners, who we hope are also supporters of the cause. Community gardens are places where healthy food is created, and public radio is a place where healthy ideas are generated. In both cases, what is produced is fresh, appetizing, colorful, and sometimes flavored with new ideas, tastes, and outlooks. If you like the idea of looking toward the future and providing food for both the body and the mind, we hope you'll join in our creative efforts by calling High Plains Public Radio and becoming a listener member. And I hope you'll continue to listen to the coming thoughts and ideas from Growing on the High Plains as we begin another gardening season together. You can visit us online at hppr.org or by calling 1-800-678-7444. Your membership is good for an entire year, so here's to 12 productive months ahead of growing and learning together.